Parshas Re'e, the Torah discusses a different Moyadim. A few places in the Chumash, there's a discussion of Moyadim, Parshas Emor, Parshas Pinchas, would be Mishpatim. So here in Parshas Re'e as well. And here, the Torah states in connection with Yontif in general, V'samachtu b'fnei Hashem aleikech, when you're bringing your karbonos, you're being oile regel, Yishalayim, you should rejoice. How is that rejoicing fulfilled? By eating b'sar karbonos. Eat b'sar karbonos, Yishalayim. That's a fulfillment of the obligation of simcha that we have in every Yontif. Today, in the absence of b'sar karbonos, Taisa's opinion might come is that simcha today is only midrabanan. The Rambam believes simcha today continues to be midrashah. We can use other triggers. In the times based on Mikdash HaKayim, the trigger for simcha, for that elation in the heart, that emotional experience, was b'sar karbonos. Today we no longer have b'sar karbonos, so the Gemara says himself, you could use other triggers. Men, like basar v'yayin. So the Rambam's opinion is, that's the way we pass it. Men on Yontif have to eat basar v'yayin. A shayla is chicken good enough? Do you need b'sar b'ema? Very nice. What about on Shavuos? We eat milchiks, all the good, fantastic discussions. But on Yontif, you're supposed to eat basar v'yayin to fulfill Simchas Yontif. It was really supposed to be b'sar karbonos. We don't have b'sar karbonos, but the Rambam feels that really the mitzvah is the emotional experience of being b'simcha. There could be other triggers. It doesn't have to be b'sar karbonos. That's the ideal one. But today, in the absence of b'sar karbonos, you can fulfill with basar v'yayin. The Gemara says women enjoy clothing. Okay, so mitzvah to buy women clothing before Yontif. And children, klois ve'goizim. They like nutshells. It means toys. I wouldn't get away with buying. I don't think you get away today with buying kids nutshells anymore to fulfill Simchas Yontif. A little bit more sophisticated, the expectations that children have, but okay, everyone can fulfill in a different way. But Simchas Yontif continues to exist today, according to the Rambam, Mitzvah Midei Raisa. However, the Torah only states once in connection with the other Yomim Tov in the Mitzvah of Simcha. In connection with Sukkos, the Pasuk states twice an obligation of Simcha. V'samachta b'chagecha, then later on, v'hayisa ach samech. That's why we refer to Sukkos as Zman Simchaseinu. Sukkos is the time of our Simcha. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Lulav, there's an obligation of Simcha Yisera on Sukkos, more so than the other Yomim Tovim. How is that manifest? What is the Simcha Yisera of Sukkos? So Rambam seems to already explain it. It's a requirement to express that Simcha, not just in my heart, my emotional experience. It's a mitzvah to express it in action, to dance. That idea of the Simcha's Beis HaShoeva, of expressing it in action, in the way that we do, you know, the way that we conduct ourselves, through dancing, not just an emotional experience, simcha b'lev, to put it into action, that's the simcha yaseir of Sukkos. Okay. In that context, though, the Rambam writes, the Hilchos Lulav, which is discussing Sukkos, which is Zman Simcha Seinu, Simcha and Sukkos is a mitzvah, you know, a mitzvah of the Yomtif. Like on Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, we have Matzah on Pesach, we have Lulav and Sukkos, a Sukkah and Sukkos. One of the mitzvahs hayoyim of Sukkos is Simcha. To put it into action. So in that context, the Rambam there writes in Hilchos Lulav, serving a Kaddish Baruch Hu b'simcha is an avoda gedoyla. It's a difficult avoda. It's a difficult avoda. And says the Rambam, a person who doesn't serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu with simcha, roilo leyonesh, he's deserving to be punished. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Parashas Kisava, in the connection with the Teichacha, tachas asher u'avadat Hashem alkecha b'simcha b'tuvleva me'roivko. All the terrible things were visited upon Klal Yisrael because we served a Kaddish Baruch Hu without simcha. Simcha is critical. Serving Kodesh Baruch Hu b'simcha is critical. And the Rambam writes, Avoda Gedolah Hi. So obviously it doesn't mean just to smile. Right? That's not what it means. That's not an Avoda Gedolah. Sometimes it could be, but that's not what the Rambam means. Moreover, the Zohar Kodesh comments in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. You should serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu b'simcha, that Avoda es Hashem has to take place b'simcha. Ein Avoda es Hashem, Elo b'simcha. The Ariya Kodesh writes in this Hakadamah to the Shaar Kavonis. And a person who serves the Kaddish Baruch Hu without simcha is miyus to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Kaddish Baruch Hu is not interested at all. Why is the entire Teichacha? Because we serve the Kaddish Baruch Hu, but we didn't do so b'simcha. Tachas shulu avarata. So some say tachas shulu avarata. You were so happy that you didn't serve Hashem. You were clicking your heels as you were running away from shul. Nah. Pashup Shad is, the right Rambam interprets it is, you were serving Hashem, but you weren't doing it b'simcha. Oh. So you deserve to be punished. Why? You did it. In the end of the day, you did it. And why? The Ariya Kodesh writes, you serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's simcha, it's mius. Why? Why so, what's such a harsh reaction? So Magen Mishnah explains in the Rambam, a gem of a Magen Mishnah. You have to unpack it. what the Magen Mishnah says is that what is simcha? What's the definition of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha? What is simcha in the first place? What is happiness? I'm not here a philosopher or a psychologist. But the Magen Mishnah writes, I can at least tell you what the Magen Mishnah says. The Magen Mishnah says, what brings a person happiness is when a person is doing what he feels that he was created to do. And you see this today. A person, Leonardo, has a difficult time when he sees all of his friends. Today they have a term for it, you know, FOMO. He sees everyone else moving forward and he's not. He's spinning his wheels. He's stuck in neutral. Everyone else is going to where he expects himself to be and he's not there. He's not doing what he feels he was meant to be doing. And by the way, I think that can happen in any field of pursuit. Person feels he was created. Now, that's a very shallow understanding of human existence. He was created to hit a ball with a bat. And that's why he was created. He'll feel satisfaction in being successful at doing so. Selma Medayik, it says in the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson wrote, it's based on Locke, but he changed the Nusach. But it's life, liberty, every person is endowed with inalienable rights, whose life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Why? Because you can pursue happiness, but you'll never get there, unless you're with Avodas Hashem, you know, terms. Okay. You could say that. You'll be able to pursue happiness. That language is unique to Jefferson, and it's interesting where he got it from, but it's debated by historians. But I don't think that's what Jefferson meant, and I'm not here to say Pshat and Jefferson, but the pursuit of happiness means whatever you make is your pursuit, what it means is you have the right to choose what's going to make you happy. What do you want to do? Life and liberty are objective by everyone. Happiness and the definition of happiness is different by everyone because it depends on what you feel you were created to do. So it says in the Magen Mishnah, if you feel you were created to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you feel simcha and satisfaction, sipuka nefesh, in serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you don't, you know what that means? You know what that reflects? You don't view, a person doesn't view, his purpose in life to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he feels frustrated. What am I doing here in shul? I should really be out there hitting a bat with a ball, you know. Oh, what am I doing here in yeshiva? I really feel I should be doing X, Y, or Z. The reason he's not besimcha is because he doesn't want to be here. He doesn't feel that's what he was created to do. But if a person feels that's what he was created to do, then that's going to bring his greatest simcha. So the reason why we have such a harsh reaction to a person who doesn't serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu besimcha, the reason why it's discussed before a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because what you're in effect saying is that even though I'm doing this, I'm doing it begrudgingly. I really don't want to do this. It's not my purpose in life. My purpose in life is outside or somewhere else. Someplace foreign and not here. And that's insulting. And that's why I received such a harsh reaction from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tachas Hashem Avadatah, Hashem Elokecha, b'simcha, because look what you're communicating. And that's why we have an obligation, serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha, to show that this is what we feel, we recognize our purpose in life was to be created, was to do this. And those of us, by the way, who are involved in serving Kadosh Baruch Hu more during the day than others, obviously we can serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu in every venue of life, whether in the base medrash or not, but those who are serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu most in a concentrated way, in the most direct way, have an obligation to be even more besimcha. The Gemara says, "Misafes Ma'ir Katan, Kain Gadol, the Kol Hashana, Kiregel the Kuli Alma." The Kain Gadol all year long was like everyone on Yontif. I mean, the Kain Gadol all year long conducted himself like it was a Yontif. Why? Because his whole life was serving Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis Hamikdash. He never left. So therefore, he was besimcha constantly. And I think today, right, the B'nai Taira, B'nai Yeshiva, have this mantle. We're not Kohanim Gedolim, but somewhat Kohanim, in the sense we're serving Kadosh Baruch Hu in a concentrated way, in a more direct way, in an external way. And if we have an obligation to be besimcha and to express that simcha. There's nothing wrong with smiling. Sometimes guys in base medicine are very serious. It's good. It's good to be serious, but you have to smile too. It's a simcha that we have to convey to others, that this is what we're happy doing, we feel that this is what we're created to do. But there's another piece, chevra, to the puzzle of simcha. One is, it's true, you have to feel that what you're doing is what you were created to do, but there's another piece. The other piece is that you have to feel that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given you the kelim that you need in order to fulfill that mission. You have to be happy with that which you have. As the Mishnah says in Masechta Zavos, Ezehu Ashir, who's truly wealthy is a person who has that which he needs. A person who feels, yes, this is my purpose, but I don't have the kelim I need. He could feel, yes, my purpose is to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu Learn Torah. I'm not able to do it as well as I would like, and now he's frustrated. Now he's not besimcha. A person could feel his purpose in life was to hit a ball with a bat. And he's not good at doing it, and therefore he's frustrated. A person could feel was to put a ball in a hoop, and he can't dunk, and now he's frustrated. So he has a purpose in life, but he's not able to do it to the degree that he likes, and therefore he's frustrated, and that leads to to an inability to access simcha. So another piece of the puzzle of simcha is to determine what in life we were created for, what's our purpose here, but also to understand, to believe, ha'pitochen, emunah, Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us that which we need to achieve that goal. That's why the pasuk says, "Tachas Hashem lo'avarta Hashem lo'kech b'simcha v'tuv leivav me'roiv kol." Kadosh Baruch Hu, we just didn't serve Kadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha v'tuv leivav me'roiv kol. Says this Fasemes, roiv kol. We didn't serve Kadosh Baruch Hu because we didn't think we had everything we needed. We knew we were in a yeshiva, but there's this problem and that problem. And we say, God, how do you want me to be successful here? Look at all these distractions. Look at all these hurdles. Look at all these obstacles. Look at all these other things that are going wrong that are not the way that I would like them to be. Yes, it's true the majority of things are good, but the minority of things are not. And inevitably, as human beings, we focus on those few things that aren't working out, that aren't to our liking, and it ruins our entire state of mind. That is, how we ended up. Not b'simcha. Tachas ha'shol avarat z'shem al-kech b'simcha v'tuv leivav mei roiv ko. We had roiv of that which we wanted, but we didn't have everything. We didn't have everything. So part of being b'simcha is person understanding that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given him a situation, the kelim that he needs to be successful to achieve that goal for which he was created. It's a fantastic vart. Fantastic. Again, from the brother of Maral. I don't quote the brother of Maral all too often, but in the Igeres HaTiyul from the brother of Maral, we mentioned him yesterday. So he says, that's pshat in the Mishnah Masechta Savos. Ezo Asher Sameach Bechelkoi. He's happy with that which he has, meaning that he's been given that which he needs in order to make himself happy. But Chelkoi is a Rashi Tevis, he claims, for Cham, Lach, warm, wet, car, cold, V'yavish. Come on, give me a little. V'yavish, dry. Hot, cold, wet and dry. Says Brother Maral, what he's coming to teach us is there are some times in life when it's cold, there's some times in life when it's hot, we feel warm to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel cold to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes there's lachluchas, there's excitement, there's eslavas in our voices Hashem, sometimes it feels dry. We have to understand, Ezu Asher Sameach Bechelkoi. We have to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through it all and understand we can achieve our purpose even if sometimes things are cold and sometimes things are dry. We have to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through it all. And that's part of Simcha too, is accepting our circumstances, accepting where we are. Even sometimes it's only Meiroiv Ko, it's not everything we would like. That's necessary in order to be B'Simcha too. Rav Melech has, this is a typical Rav Melech. You've probably heard already, it's a famous thing. Rav Melech Biderman says, in a cup of coffee, which is halach l'mosh misina, to drink every morning. So in a cup of coffee, that's a joke. In a cup of coffee, so there's four things that are stira to each other. You have coffee, which is bitter. If you know to drink coffee, a little sweetener, right? Which is sweet. You have the hot water of the coffee, which is hot, right? And then people add milk, which is cold. So you have hot, cold, sweet, bitter. Yet, we make over the whole thing, shahak on the ebedvar. You have to understand, accept that Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming from all these different vantage points. He presents himself in all these different, shades in our avodas Hashem, in our daily life. And we drink it every morning because when it's all put together, when you put the whole picture together, everything that a person has, yes, with the bitter, yes, sometimes with the cold, there's nothing better, right? A cup of coffee made in Omahava. So that you make it every morning to remind ourselves, whatever presents it throughout the day, hot, cold, wet, dry, bittersweet, at the end of the day, we have to be able to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu through it all. And that ingredient is something that's also necessary for serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu, serving Kadosh Baruch Hu b'simcha. So Rabbeisai, critical to work on simcha as you approach Yom Ne'irim. The pasuk says in Sefer Tehillim, "Yismachu Hashemayim v'sogel la'aretz." We say it all the time. Wifnei Hashem and Kavod Shabbos Wifnei Hashem Kiva Lishbay Taretz. So Yismachu Hashemayim v'sogel la'aretz is right before Kiva Lishbay Taretz. That's far I'm right. That during the time of Mishpat, right before the time of Mishpat, which is the Yom Ne'irim of Elul of Tishrei, Yismachu Hashemayim v'sogel la'aretz. We have to work on simcha. Why? Why do we have to work on simcha now? Why is simcha something we have to focus on now? So Baal HaTanya writes in Perek Chavav, the Tanya, he says, because if a person wants to battle the Yetzer Hara, you got to be b'simcha. Why? Because he says, he gives a mashal to two people who are sparring. You have one guy who's in a good mood, one guy who's excited, one guy who believes in himself, and one guy who's depressed, and, as they say, psyched out. Who's going to win the battle? The wrestling match? The guy who's excited about it. The guy who's b'simcha about it. The guy who feels that he can be successful. So he says the same is true in our battle with the Yetzer Hara. If we want to be successful as we approach Yom Ne'irim, it's kedai to work on this midah of being b'simcha. We're starting a new zman. B'nai Torah, Baruch Hashem, B'zeichet to learn Torah, Ashreinu Matev Chalkeinu, B'zeichet to learn Torah all day. It's proper for us to recognize how lucky we are to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this concentrated, intense fashion. Nothing in life is ever perfect. We love things, you know, to live in a perfect situation. There's challenges of every situation, but we have to understand whether it's cold, you know, whether it's warm, wet, dry, sweet or bitter. The Maaseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us everything before us that we need in order to achieve our mission in life. Okay.